Right now, members of the North Ogden Stake, you are picturing days of walking on the plains of Utah and Wyoming, where you will join the Pioneer Trek. However, did you know that not all the Pioneer Trials happened in the mountains, valleys, and plains of America? Have you ever heard of the wreck of the ship Julia Ann and the pioneers who were marooned on a desert island in the Pacific Ocean? In Sydney, Australia, in 1851, 15-year-old Rosa Clara Freelander was one of the first converts to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The following year, when she turned 16, she had a romance that would have inspired William Shakespeare. 20-year-old Charles Logie had been at sea for several years when he found himself on shore leave in Sydney. He and his friends were walking along when they spotted beautiful young Rosa on the upstairs balcony of an LDS meeting place. Charles declared, "I'm gonna marry that girl," and promptly climbed up the supporting posts and introduced himself to her. Soon after, he was baptized. Rosa married Charles when she was 16 and had her first child, baby Anna. When she was 17, the family sailed from Sydney with a company of saints on the Julia Ann, bound for California. Disaster struck 4 weeks later. One evening, Rosa put her baby to bed while some of the members sang hymns on top of the midship. The captain's navigation was correct. However, the charts were inaccurate. The passengers and crew had no idea that the ship was 90 miles off course. Suddenly, the vessel struck a coral reef about 350 miles from Tahiti. The ship listed and was clearly taking on water. Huge waves broke over the tilting ship, which shuddered and groaned so fiercely with each impact that the passengers found it almost impossible to stand. Terror reigned until one of the sailors managed to swim to the reef and secure a rope. The captain fashioned a sort of harness, or sling, to ferry the women and children, one at a time, off the ship, down the rope, and over the crashing, dark waves to the reef. No one knew what lay ahead in the pitch-black night. All were afraid. 17-year-old Rosa volunteered to be the first. Hurriedly, she helped tie baby Anna securely to Charles's back in a brown woolen shawl and readied herself to be lowered to the waves and the reef. Suddenly, before Rosa's horrified eyes, her husband and baby were swept overboard by a huge wave. Despite being a sailor, Charles had never learned to swim. Fortunately, one of the sailors rescued Charles and baby Anna unharmed. With enormous courage, then, in leaving her family on the wreck, Rosa took a breath and climbed onto the harness and was pulled hand over hand to the reef. She was left standing barefoot on sharp coral, chest deep in the sea, with the surf breaking on the reef. She stayed alone and in darkness while the harness was pulled back for the next passenger. Gradually, most of the company, including Charles and baby Ann, arrived safely. But not all were so fortunate. Two little girls were washed off the deck and were lost, and two women and a small baby drowned inside the ship. The ship broke in two, and the heavier part sank immediately. The lighter section of the ship, with some of the saints still clinging to it, was miraculously washed high onto the reef, which saved the remaining saints. Daylight revealed a small islet a few miles away. Over the next 2 days, the crew managed to get the passengers from the reef to the tiny island. However, this could not be accomplished quickly, and many waited on the sharp reef, bleeding from the cutting coral and standing in water up to their waist or their chest in the hot tropical sun without any food or water or rest for a couple of days and nights. Now, just imagine if this were the Pioneer Trek you were reenacting. The tiny island became their home for the next 8 weeks. The survivors soon organized a daily routine. They filtered brackish water by placing a salvaged barrel in a hole dug in the sand. Their main food was turtle meat, turtle eggs, crabs, fish, and coconuts. Very little had been salvaged from the ship. Just a few tools, a little flour, and a chest of women's clothing. They formed coconut shells into drinking vessels. With a large silk skirt, also salvaged from the wreck, Charles fashioned a tent for Rosa and Anna. Eventually, the men built some huts from wood and pandanus leaves. After repairing a boat salvaged from the ship, the crew made their best guess on where to find help and rowed over 200 miles until they found the nearest inhabited island, Bora Bora. The castaways were rescued from the island 2 months after the wreck. Charles and Rosa eventually settled in American Fork, Utah, where their home was always open to weary travelers. Elder George Q. Cannon presented Rosa with a small pewter teapot in recognition of her bravery in being the first to go to the reef. The teapot, a reminder of faith and courage, remains a treasured family heirloom, alongside a carved coconut shell drinking cup, which is a reminder of humility and of blessings which come from the Lord.